This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Rarely in healthcare settings do medical professionals interact with spiritual professionals, despite the fact that both are committed to caring for the sick. Centuries ago, clergy provided all health care. There were no doctors or nurses. The concept of a hospital to care for the sick evolved from religious institutions. Today, clergy and the medical profession are like ships passing in the night. They coexist, but do not communicate or integrate. This is particularly true outside the hospital, where most medical care occurs. While spirituality is often considered the third rail of healthcare, it's crucial to acknowledge its potential to significantly and positively impact health and well-being. In the context of illness, people often ask why questions. Doctors' answers are based on science. We talk about enzymes and hormones and abnormal cell growth. But we're not prepared, nor do we feel comfortable discussing what is really being asked, which is, why me? Why now? Or what did I do wrong? Today in medical schools, the words spirituality or religion are rarely mentioned or discussed. In medical school, we teach our students explanations for illnesses that focus on genes and physiology, but those are often incomplete or unsatisfactory explanations. We do not teach them the empirical evidence that spirituality can improve health. Several national polls show the majority of hospitalized patients want to discuss spiritual issues, but most physicians will not ask about these needs. When we write our clinical notes, we focus on plans for the next visit or a treatment, but don't mention the meaning of the illness for the patient, and we rarely ask what the patient hopes for. Faith communities often provide social support networks that significantly improve mental health. They can mobilize the community to help provide food and rides and housing and even exercise groups for those in need. Equally important, they can help ill members find meaning in fearful or uncertain situations, which can help reduce stress. Of course, some faith traditions can hinder health by discouraging followers from seeking medical care or from accepting certain procedures such as blood transfusions in favor of prayer, which often delays critical medical care. Spirituality and religion can also contribute to stigma and cast blame on people for activities or current practices. A chaplain, imam, rabbi, minister, or priest may pay a person a visit in the hospital to address a spiritual need or provide comfort. However, they rarely discuss their observations or suggestions with the medical team. Why? Because we don't welcome their insights. A paper from the National Academy of Medicine put it succinctly. A doctor is taught to ask, "What's the matter?" while a spiritual professional asks, "What matters?" These questions are certainly related, but they represent two sides of being human, the body and the soul. We need to think about how we can integrate spirituality into healthcare for those who may benefit, and then teach these skills to tomorrow's healthcare professionals. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.